Good morning. Let us begin our celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today's first reading and gospel reminds us that there is life after death. That is a big hope for all of us, for life doesn't end in death, but it is transformed into eternal life.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Some Sadducees, who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the words of Moses, at the burning bush, he called out to God and said, "O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." If we follow the history of the Old Testament, between these three, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are 14 generations between each of them. What does that tell us? That God is a God of the living and not a God of the dead. This was very difficult for the Sadducees to believe. They thought that life after death did not exist. That life, the life that we have, is just limited within the confines of this corporeal. I tell you, if that would be the case, a lot of people would be frustrated. A lot of people will be disappointed. Why? Because earthly life, as you may say, sometimes is unfair. Am I right? I would have wanted to be 7-footer. That's just one of the frustrations that we have in life. And yet, thank God that God is a God of the living. And the very last line of the gospel is very clear. For to God, everyone is alive. Today's and the gospel reading allows us to reflect the meaning of life and the purpose of death. We know very well that going through life, we meet death in many forms. Sometimes we make bad decisions, that's a form of death. Sometimes we make mistakes. It's a form of death. At times we meet successes. We are alive. We are happy. But life is a series of encounters between life and death. But in the end, because we are Christians with great hope that life is not ended, but that life is changed and transformed into eternal life. And that's why in the second, the gospel reading, we hear the evangelist saying to us, when we die, we will be like the angels. In other words, we will inherit eternal life that is awaiting all of us. It can never be fulfilled on this earth, but it can only be fulfilled when we go back to God. And that's why the church gives us hope and brings meaning to this otherwise unacceptable and painful occurrences in our own lives. Christ died, but he also rose from the grave. That's the way we will take, as our own lives will end in death, but it is transformed into eternal life. I'm reminded of the first line of a song. Many of you perhaps are familiar with it. Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. May me remind you of the first lines of those of that song, where it says, would you like me to sing it? No. Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Would it be the same if I saw you in heaven? This first lyrics of that song are in a form of a question, of which we can say that life after death is the fulfillment of our earthly life, and therefore it's totally different. It is a life that we will inherit, but it is a life that will be everlasting, a life fulfilling what we have done in life. And so what is important for us, my brothers and sisters, is not just wait for life after death, but to make our lives worthy, able to fulfill what God has made us for and why God put us on this earth. We live our lives, but in the end, we will be able to receive the eternal life and happiness that is awaiting all of us. And all our frustrations will be answered, because that will be the fulfillment of life. As the gospel tells us, we will be like the angels. But in the end, the body that we have will... That's why the last line of the profession of faith, where we say, I believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Sometimes that escapes our memory, or we skip the meaning of it. But the meaning of that is our body is not thrown away, but that the body at the end of time will rise again and will join with the soul that has gone back to the Father. We pray that we may be able to inherit eternal life, a life that will never come to an end. For God is a God of the living and not a God of the dead. Amen. Let us pray. Nourished by this sacred gift, O God, we give you thanks and beseech your mercy that by the pouring forth of your Spirit, the grace of integrity may endure in those your heavenly power has entered through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.